Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in the hot seat for Niall Boylan. Tonight at 11:30, we're going to stir things up a bit with a bit of friendly generational rivalry as we pit millennials against Gen Z in a head-to-head showdown. I'll be representing the millennials and our researcher Molly will be playing for the Gen Zs. From work ethic to social media habits, dating to politics, spending habits to slang, these two generations have plenty of opinions about each other. Millennials say Gen Z is too sensitive and glued to their phones, while Gen Z claps back, calling millennials cringy and obsessed with hustle culture. So who's got it right? Are millennials just bitter that Gen Z is rewriting the rules, or does Gen Z have a lot to learn from their older counterparts? We'll be debating everything from careers and culture to which generation really had the best music. We want to hear from you. Are you team millennial or team Gen Z? What do you love or hate about the other generation? Let us know on WhatsApp on 087 188 0008. And I just want to remind you about tomorrow night. So on Wednesday at 11:30pm on Nighttime Talk, Gary Brennan sits down with Jordan Dargan, Dublin's very own contender on this year's The Apprentice on BBC. At just 22, Jordan is the youngest contestant ever to take on Lord Sugar's search for a business partner. From watching the show as a kid to now competing for a £250,000 investment in his animation business. Don't miss his incredible story. That's Nighttime Talk tomorrow, Wednesday at 11:30pm. Now, before the break, we were discussing the housing crisis and we had Peter Dooley on from the Renters Union. He pointed out some very hard truths about this housing emergency, as he called it. He called it a humanitarian disaster, and it is something that is really affecting everybody across all of society. And I do think that's something, it's something we need to talk about again, because unless we keep talking about it, changes aren't going to be made, basically. So we will be doing that one again. And Peter, hopefully we'll be able to get you on again as well. Thank you so much for all your time. And thanks to everybody that got involved. Now, as Dublin faces an unusually long stretch of overcast skies, with Dublin Airport recently recording 0 hours of sunshine last week and 32% more rainfall than usual, it's the perfect time to explore how we can keep our spirits high during these grey days. While the sun is set to make a brief appearance this Saturday, we know that embracing the present is key to maintaining a positive outlook. So we're turning to you, our listeners. How do you stay cheerful and motivated during Ireland's famously unpredictable weather? Now, I have noticed this subconsciously, because I was just saying earlier on, I was like, I need to go on a holiday. I need to get some sunshine, because I literally didn't even think, oh, I haven't seen the sunshine. It was just subconscious. I'm absolutely like dying for a bit of sunshine now. And I used to live in Spain as well, so I am a sun seeker. Now, tell us, what are your personal tips and tricks for staying upbeat during these cloudy periods? Share your experiences and suggestions. Get in touch on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Just send us a WhatsApp and we'll get you on the air. Got to go to Morris first. Hiya Morris, how you doing?
AJ, how are you doing, AJ? It's really bad. I walk outdoors and I think it brings a whole new meaning, as I was saying to your researcher there, Molly. 50 shades of grey. I'm sick of it.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's horrendous. It really is bad. It just drags you down.
But literally, they've recorded 0 hours of sunshine in the last week.
Terrific. You know, and I'll give you an example, right? Sometimes I walk in Dublin, sometimes I walk outside Dublin. When I was walking in the Dublin area last week, nothing but grey. I walked about 70, 80 miles outside of Dublin. It was like as if I was in Spain.
Oh, really?
Blue skies and sunshine.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was in Tullamore.
Wow. So Tullamore is where we need to go, get a bit of sun.
It's just hard to believe that you're in the same country, and everybody calls the Wexford area, Waterford area, sunny southeast.
Yeah.
Sure, they're emigrating to Dublin to get some. It's mad. It's crazy. It's I don't know. It just drags you down.
It really does. Yeah.
Somebody told me now that the drug dealers in Dublin are selling vitamin D now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to get some of that.
But I'll be honest with you. I was talking to somebody recently and they said they need to get away from the sun. I'm a sun person as well. They got a 3-day break in Lisbon for €157 all in and all out.
Nice. And was it sunny then?
Well, Portugal, you know.
Yeah, like
350 days sunshine out, 365.
Yeah. So was it enough? Did it top them up?
Oh, yeah. And they took photographs and they brought them back with them. They were saying, yeah, 3 days of sunshine. It just lifted me spirits and gave me something to look forward to, you know?
Yeah.
And like Portugal is on the same timeline as us. There's no time difference. So I think if you can get a chance to get away, get away. It'll lift your spirits. But
is that what you'd recommend? You actually know, just
it's
do it.
Yeah. And it's making me think too now, are they really right about climate change? Are things changing?
Mm. What do you think?
How do you go without 10 days? Can you imagine, like, snow fell in Spain last year for the first time in 40 years?
Yes. Well, I mean, they have had snow in certain parts of Spain. Like, they do get snow, but it's, I think it's just...
They do have skiing areas, I understand that. But I'm talking about places that haven't seen snow in 40 years.
Yeah, and Florida as well. Florida got snow as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. And Texas. Texas is the hottest place in the world.
Yeah, did they
desert,
actually get snow?
And the sun is shining.
Did they get snow? Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And hailstones.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And you know the big hailstones that break your windscreen? They got them as well.
With the big, massive yokes.
Yes, they break your windscreen, just crack your car, dent it and everything.
Yeah.
But I just think, really, if you like the sun and you have a few bob, get out, get into it, feel better. I'm just looking at something on the television at the moment and the sun is shining and it's lifting me spirits.
Literally just from watching the telly. So why don't you watch A Place in the Sun or something like that? Or Benidorm?
No, there's a film on or a documentary about somewhere in America and
The
sun is shining in it.
Nice.
You know, it's really good. It's just nice to see it, you know, blue skies and sunshine.
Remember what it looks
Definitely.
Like, Mars.
But it lifts your spirits, you know, but I think for Dublin, you know, the whole of Ireland, I tell you where the sun shines an awful lot that we don't hear about because people think it's a chip to go to. Donegal gets a great load of sunshine.
Does it really? Oh, okay. Because I always thought it was
county.
Windy up there, you know? And I used to go up to Fonnet
no,
Head.
No, you want us. Yeah. On a bad day, you'll get the wind. But I'll tell you one thing. One of the most beautiful airports you'll ever fly into to see a scenic view of how beautiful Ireland is Donegal Airport.
Oh, nice. So we need to take a trip to
Donegal.
So you
have to do it before.
And Portugal.
Definitely, 100%. You can fly to it and it's great. But it's a lovely county, lovely country. It's not talked about an awful lot because of its location.
Mm.
But I'll tell you who loved Donegal. And they have a walk named up there after him. The Gay Bourne Walk. He loves going to Donegal because of its beauty and its isolation.
Mm. So, no, that sounds like a... Sounds
if
like
he's
a
seen
nice...
something good in it, it must have been good.
I was going to
so
say, if it's
go
good enough for Gay Bourne, it's good enough for us.
Yes, exactly. And he knows his stuff. Do you know what I mean? I'm heading to retirement soon now, AJ, and I'll be travelling all around Ireland when I get my free bus pass.
On the bus, nice. Well, hopefully you'll catch some sun there, Maurice. Hopefully you can chase the sun around the country. I'm going to go to Michael. Michael,
good,
hi.
Good luck.
Thanks, Maurice.
Cheers.
Hiya, Michael. How are you?
AJ, how are things?
Yeah, not too bad. You said the weather isn't worse than previous years.
I don't think it is. I think it's just the attitude of every individual. Actually, the weather actually doesn't really affect me.
Yeah.
Sun, hail, rain, it doesn't matter. You get up, you go do your thing and you go to bed. That's it. It doesn't bother me if I one way or another.
You're lucky, though, Michael, because I do think it affects a lot of people and especially the lack of sunshine. I mean, I don't think it's been that particularly cold or anything so far this year. I think it's been all right, but it has been dull, you have to admit. I mean, Dublin Airport has reported no sunshine in the last week, 0 hours of sunshine. We're heading for a world record of the least amount of sunshine ever in Ireland. I mean, it has been dull.
It has been dull, right? I grant that.
Yeah.
As your last car sit there, Tullamore, there was sunshine in Tullamore last week. I'm actually from the area, so it wasn't too bad. But in general, like I said, the weather really doesn't bother me. I just get up in the morning and I go do my thing and I don't worry about what's in the sky. If it's raining, I'm still outside. If it's snowing, I'm still outside. It doesn't bother me.
That's nice, Michael. A lot of people get that sad, you know, the seasonally adjusted disorder, and it's where you go and if you're not getting enough sunlight, you get like really tired, you get really under the weather. Some people get very depressed with it. So it does affect a lot of people. So you're lucky in that sense, Michael, especially in this country.
Yeah. A lot of it is in their own head. Now, I'm not saying that people don't have it, but the way I look at it, it's a positive attitude. If you're able to get up in the morning and go do something, you should never worry about what's falling, what's up in the sky.
That's a very nice, that's a very good way to look at it, Michael. So, I mean, that would be your way, that would be your advice to people, is don't let the weather get you down kind of thing, you know, and just get on with things.
Exactly, yeah, because no matter if it's sunshine or rain or dull, you still have to go do your table. Why worry about it? You know, you still have to get up and you still have to go to work and you still have to do your few bits and pieces. Why worry about what's in the sky, because you still have to do it anyway.
Doing everything when it's absolutely lashing rain or whatever is just like, it just makes things harder. And when the sun is shining, you just feel so much better. Do you not just feel, I don't know, you feel warmer, you feel brighter, you feel more with it. Like, I've got really bad brain fog at the moment. Like, I just feel so exhausted. And I really think it's the lack of sunshine.
Me personally, no. I can't speak for anyone else, but no. I just get up and do what I have to do regardless what's in the sky or what's falling from the sky. It doesn't bother me. It honestly doesn't bother me. You know?
That sounds great.
During the winter, the snow that we had or whatever, people are all, friends of mine, they're all crying about the snow and the rain. Mm-hmm. So what about it? Get up and plough through it. Go do it. That's it. You still have to do it. It's not like complaining about it.
Plough through it and just do it. That's what Michael says, guys. If you're feeling a little bit sad because you haven't seen the sun in quite some time. I just have to go to the ads, and when I come back, I'll be talking to Joe. Welcome back to Classic Hits Radio. We're talking about the fact that we have had 0 hours of sunshine in Dublin in the last week, and we've had 32% more rainfall than usual. So we're asking how you deal with the grey days and how you keep your spirits up. I just want to remind you or let you know about something that's coming up on Thursday night's Nighttime Talk. She auditioned for X Factor 4 times, but what really happened behind the scenes. This Thursday at 11:30 p.m. on Nighttime Talk, Melanie McCabe opens up to Gary Brennan about her journey, her relationships with Louis Walsh and Liam Payne, and her thoughts on reality talent shows. Don't miss this exclusive conversation only on Nighttime Talk this Thursday at 11:30 p.m. If you want to get involved with this conversation about the weather, you can get in touch on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. I'm going to go to Joe. Joe, you think it's like Groundhog Day?
I do, AJ. Good evening again. It is, because I tell you something. We had such a bad summer again last year. Like, you know, it was probably one of the worst summers we ever had. And we only got a couple of days of kind of good, dry, sunny, hot days, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing about it in Ireland is we don't get enough of that. We only, like, if you remember back to the 70s, and, well, I don't know if you remember the 70s, but say the 70s or 80s, we used to get a long, prolonged summers. They'd last from, say, March up till nearly the end of October, you know, and that was the way it was. But you would get rain and stuff, but you wouldn't get it as dreary as it was. But the winters were bad. But, like, they were kind of, once you got towards February, March, you could see a kind of a change coming. But I think this year it's been, or this last 12 months has been a blibble, really. Like, you know, it's...
A blibble.
You're going from... Yeah. That's the way I look at it anyway. Because we'll be going in from the summer into the autumn, into the winter, and of course we're supposed to be in the spring, but I don't know what spring is nowadays, because really I don't think there's any spring. I think there's winter right through up till a certain time of the year, say May or that way, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can tell you something, they're talking there about, you know, all the climate and everything. Look, I'm not going to get into a debate about the climate or anything like that, you know, because I have my own views on that, but I think in the last couple of years, the winters have kind of dragged a bit anyway. You know, I think they kind of, you know, this kind of, when it gets to, say, late September into early October, they do drag out a bit. But one thing I did notice this year, and I don't know if you noticed it yourself, is that the days were, the evenings were a lot darker.
Oh, so dark.
Here in Cork, though. They were very dark at around 4:15. There was even a day there in December that was actually dark nearly at 4:45.
Yeah, I did notice that. It was getting darker a lot earlier. But you know what I miss? I used to love the autumn time. So around Halloween, it would be really crisp and cold, but it would be nice and bright. Yeah. Do you remember that? Whereas now,
I do, of course.
Now
yeah,
October's
yeah.
freezing, it's raining. There's never any of that, like, crisp autumn afternoons and you just bring the dog out for a walk or something like that. You're like, oh, it's minging out, it's raining. And the weather has gone just a bit, like you say, what did you say, call it, I'm not enjoying it at all.
And the people who suffered all around the country as a result of that fierce storm last month. They're still only getting back. They're only getting to grounds after all this. Like, you know, they're only getting.
So for them, it's just. Yeah, it must just feel.
Like,
so
to me, this should have been a national disaster. This should have been a national coordinated plan in place. Like, here in this country, we're never prepared for bad weather anyway. We've never got it right because we've been always, we're more interested in looking up to every other country when it comes to events. But, like, as you remember there, probably in 1982, we got a very bad winter that year. We got the snow. It was known as the winter of discontent, but it definitely was because the country was in shit at the time, like, you know. There was mass unemployment, you know. We only had fucking two TV channels, you know, at the time. And it was miserable. But you know something? I actually enjoyed the winters of the 70s and 80s more than I did now. Because
really?
I think
wow.
We didn't... Oh, yeah, because we didn't get as much rain in the winter. We got fierce cold weather. We got snow. We got ice. But you could still get around. You could still manage it.
Yeah.
But in the last couple of years, anything that you get now, it just turns to slush. And it's miserable. And it's actually, you know something, it's kind of frightening because the winds that we're getting at the moment, and we did have a bad storm here in Cork in the yesterday evening there, we had a fierce lot of wind with rain, but luckily it wasn't that bad, but it was still bad if you're not used to it. But there's nothing as bad as going around, wandering around in the dark, you know, you're going from the dark in the morning to the dark in the evening, and there's no life in anything. It's just completely... It's just a complete, like, a total groundhog, really, like, you know. And I just hope to God we do get a good summer this year. But, of course, we can never predict that because, you know, every time they predict we get a good summer, it's always the opposite way around, you know.
I know. I don't actually want to curse it, Joe. I don't even want to talk about it because that's exactly what happens. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's going to be a great summer. And then you're like, oh, what happened, you know.
I remember there a couple of years ago, there was a story on the Irish Mirror that a certain weather expert, well, he claimed to be a weather expert. I think he didn't have a clue what he was saying. But he said it was going to be the hottest since 1995, and it actually turned out to be the opposite. It was actually freezing, it was. There was only one or two good days. But we didn't get a heat wave in April. We got it in July, of course. And, of course, that time... But what really makes me laugh, though, about all this, about, you know, when you do get good weather in Ireland now, you have all these so-called scaremongers coming out saying, oh, people should be very careful, go out in the sun, you should put on a sun hat, you should put on protective gear, you shouldn't go out in the sun, you know, all this nonsense. That can really make people depressed as well, because people want to go out and enjoy the sunshine.
And now you're scared to go out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, we should definitely take care of our skin, especially Irish people. We're all very pale, and because we don't get a lot of sun, we should always take care. But yes, I do feel like sometimes it's a bit OTT. It's like, of course, we should go out and enjoy it.
Niall has been saying this for years. Every time you talk about the summer now, I remember there was a 2021, we got a fairly good, well, it wasn't a great summer, but it was an okay summer. And you had certain weather experts coming out telling people not to be out in the sun or out in the heat, that they could die, you know, and all this stuff. So that's a load of cobblers. That would only drive people to despair, you know. And it's a wonder that that suicides and everything is on the rise because of all this. Because people do get very depressed. I know a few people who wouldn't even come out of their houses during the winter, or they'd wait until at least the summer to come out. And that's sad, like.
Yeah,
you know?
And now they don't even get the summer.
I always say, a woman said to me, she said to me once that she gets depressed. And I said, why do you get depressed? Because I'm looking at RT. I said, well, what you should do really is turn off that television. Listen to classic hits. Listen to the likes of the Kim Roy Lady Show or Niall Boylan or the lads in the morning. What's their names?
Colm and Lucy.
Or sign up, Pete. You're thinking of a different
radio station, Joe.
No, I was thinking of the lads they were on before. They're on another station now.
Yeah.
PJ and Jim, that's right. But listen to classic hits and listen to an alternative view. Like, not to listen to depression, because the good about with classic hits is it just gives the news and it doesn't prolong about anything, you know. It's great. I love listening to music. Like, music is my... I love listening to the 70s and 80s now, you know. I love that kind of an era, like, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it gives me an old vibe, because
that's a good bit of advice, like, you know, and to listen to radio and stuff like that and sort of keep your spirits up. But if people are going to be trapped in the house and waiting to go out in the summer, they definitely need something. And I think the radio is great. That is good advice, Joe. Joe, I'm really sorry. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to Connie, because she's been waiting for quite a while, and then I'm going to have to go to the ads.
Thank you
so much for that, Joe. I really appreciate it. Lovely advice
You're very welcome, AJ. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Lovely advice from Joe. Telling everybody to listen to the radio and, you know, don't be afraid to come out of your house. And when the sun is shining, go out and enjoy it. Obviously, look after your skin, do wear your sunscreen, but enjoy the sun when we do get it. Hiya, Connie, how are you? I've only got a couple of minutes. How do you keep your spirits up considering the fact we've had no sunshine?
Well, I actually love going out walking, but sometimes I have dogs anyway, so I have no choice.
Get you out of the house, Connie. Dogs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm living in a beautiful place here, very much away from people, which I love. But I can get back out there when I want to, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I would always think going out in Mother Nature and just grounding yourself, even people that don't know, walking on the earth is so important for our well-being, you know. And also just going anywhere near the forest or water, it's so good for us, you know. And that's what I try to do every day. Even today it was raining, but sure, you know, dogs don't care. And the only problem with that, on the downside, because you're talking about the weather, I do believe we're being manipulated, and I think we're under the weather, literally, with the planes, the chemtrails and all the rest of it. It's shocking. The weather is never this bad.
A lot of people have been texting that in, saying that. Yeah, a lot of people share your views on that.
Well, completely, but I know it because I'm living here now 4 years. I think it's for. And anyway, last summer, I got asthma, right? And my chest is fine at the moment. But when I was sick really badly, kind of like what Niall has, I'd say. And I know damn well it was the weather, because I just know, because I my head and my sinuses and everything was attacked, and my whole glands. But the whole thing, anyway, last summer, one day, I went out, I might have gone out back to ground myself, but I wasn't really outside, I was pottering around doing housework. Mm-hmm. And I went out, right, walking with the dogs, and I came back and I could not breathe. I was fine before I went out.
What do you think it was? Was it like hay fever or something?
Actually one day picked nettles just by, I don't know, naturally, and I brought them in, and I actually boiled them and I drank them, but whatever they were pumping in the sky, they must have been, I can't remember it. You see, normally there's clouds covering then. So you can see, sometimes you can see the chemtrails, more times you can't. But I really feel it happened to me a few times. You'd be fine until you actually go out in it. I'd be only out 45 minutes approximately and come back. And then you feel, what the hell, what's wrong, you know? And it's not a nice feeling. And I've noticed it a lot. I really have felt it. Like, right, I do have asthma, but it's not really, now, I would take antihistamines more in the summer if we had any summer. But I didn't have to take them much less. No, but I know I felt it, and I know I didn't imagine it, because it happened to me a couple of times.
A lot of people would agree. A lot of people would definitely agree. Oh, like I say, we're getting loads of messages in about it. So, Connie, I'm going to have to go. I'm really sorry. I have to go to the ads. But thank you for that. And enjoy your walks with your dogs in the middle of nowhere with no people around you. And I will talk to you probably again soon. Thank you so much, Connie.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.